Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. What's going on, guys?
What's happening, baby?
Good morning, good morning. All guests, man, including Ed Orgeron, at 9, 10 a.m. Eastern to talk USC and LSU.
Coach O.
Coach O. I'll listen to him talk about anything.
All day.
He could talk about the weather. He's going to make it entertaining. Thursday Night Football, Saints and Cowboys. So we're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Our Twitter feed is Key, J, and Max. What team will Sean Payton be coaching in 2022? Cowboys, Saints, or other? Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's heating up, and the fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So right now, 64% have responded with Sean Payton will be with the Saints next year. 19.7%, about 20%, say the Cowboys, and 16.5% say other.
Well, they play each other on Thursday night. Sean could be looking across the sidelines to his future team, huh?
Yeah, I hope not.
Trying to let go of Mike McCarthy already?
You know why? You know why I hope not?
Well, because maybe the Giants fall in it.
Please.
No, the only reason why I even bring up the conversation, or even think of things like this, is because when I look at a good defense that it's okay. I mean, it's not the greatest defense in the world, but a good defense. You have no quarterback, really. I mean, you're trying to piecemeal the quarterback position together. Michael Thomas is not active for you right now. Alvin Kamara banged up in and out of the lineup. It's almost like his team is not the same team that it was 2 years ago. There's no Drew Brees. I mean, it's just a different feel. And these coaches in this league, man, you know, when something else looks better, they jump to it. And then when you start to look at some of the moves that could be made with franchises, maybe like the Giants got some players or the Cowboys, when he's playing against the Cowboys and you're thinking about he coached for the Cowboys, and if the Cowboys all of a sudden start to dissolve at a rapid rate, which means they win a division and they're gone in the first round, now Jerry is forced to be like, yo, what the hell is going on? Now, all of a sudden, you got Sean Payton looking at Zeke and Pollard and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Gallup and Cedric Wilson and Michael Parsons and Diggs. And you start looking at that stuff, you go into yourself, you know, I've been in that area coaching before. You know, I've flirted with the possibility of the Cowboys before. Maybe this is the right time. Or you looking at the Giants, I mean,
you may look at Jameis Winston and say, I can work with that. But then you look at Dak Prescott and that's different.
Yeah, I can fix that a little bit. It's the league, man. And top of that, one of his mentors is a dude in Coach Bill Parcells. Bill don't mind moving. Bill like, I can't deal with this. I got to move something different.
You know where Bill moved usually? Where they gave him control. Give him more, like Pat Riley. Give him a little more control.
He's got control in New Orleans.
No, I'm saying, but that's like, who's willing to give him some control? I mean, that does not sound like the Cowboys to me.
I feel like Jerry Jones has the propensity to make a big splash. Or something like that. So, Key, essentially
but I
what
would
you're
say,
saying.
I would go after Sean Payton before I would Kellen Moore. It ain't like
1,000%.
Kellen Moore.
Yeah, so what you're saying is Mike McCarthy is the Baker Mayfield for the Dallas Cowboys. What you're saying is
pretty good analogy.
What you're saying is the talent that Baker Mayfield has around him, of course you would take Aaron Rodgers. Give me Aaron Rodgers. And I'm sitting there looking at this Dallas Cowboy team saying, how talented are this team? Like all the pieces, it seems like it works, but yet they're not there. Wow, Sean Payton's available? I wonder what he could do with all these toys.
At some point, you run out of excuses as a coach, though.
Yes.
And Mike McCarthy's not there yet, but it smells like it's headed in that direction.
He's sprinting in that direction.
Because it's just like,
here's another question.
It's
guys.
Like, come on, man, seriously?
Here's another question.
Here, this is going on?
Sean Payton, to me, there's a certain kind of level coach or quarterback or player or commodity that rises to a level where if they're available, almost no matter, unless you have Bill Belichick, of course you're going to rather have them than your guy. Like,
but I'm going to make them available.
What I'm saying is you might like mm-hmm. your quarterback. Let's say you're a team with a quarterback you really like, but you can get Patrick Mahomes. Bye, quarterback. Yes. I really like it. Or you could get certain players you're like, look, that guy's just better than you'll ever be. Does Sean Payton, to me the answer is yes. Does Sean Payton rise to that level where if you have a run-of-the-mill coach, yeah, he's okay, he can do, I maybe can win with him. Sean Payton becomes available, bye, right?
Yeah, there's only 4 to 5 guys in the National Football League that fits that description for me. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mike Tomlin, Sean Payton.
Until recently, Pete Carroll? Not anymore, but until recently.
I'm talking about right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Harbaugh?
Yeah, yeah, and Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that fit that, you know what? I know I got Max and but Jay. But
you're about to change yourself or something?
Yeah, I need to.
I can get Harbaugh.
I can go get me a Harbaugh, and I can go get me a Mike Tomlin.
I'm just happy you didn't say another name of somebody else in media. That would have been
I can awkward. Go get – I got Max and Jay. I can go get – Chris Berman and Bob Costas. Yeah, that works perfect.
I'm on top of everybody. I'm the number one guy. If you got Jordan, you can't. What are you going to do? So I never sweat that.
I got.
Once you got MJ, it's over.
Stop. We're not going down this road. Sean Payton. I'm with you on that, Keith.
But I'm just looking.
I'm with you on that.
I'm just looking at it. I don't know. No one's told me anything, and I'm not going to lie and say, "Oh, inside source said this." Or this is what I'm hearing. I'm just looking at it as a former athlete and somebody that kind of knows Sean. I'm just looking at it and saying to myself, I don't know that the New Orleans Saints in a conference, in a division with Tom Brady, is going to be able to overtake the Buccaneers, the Green Bay Packers, or the Rams if they get healthy and get right mentally, Arizona, without making some major changes is some of the pieces that they have.
Yeah. Now, go get Aaron Rodgers.
You're going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Russell Wilson? I mean, I know he's not playing at a high level, but
that's the thing. I think so. Like, Jay, I think so. I think
I might change up the dynamic.
I think if Sean Payton could get Russell Wilson, yeah.
Work with Russell Wilson, yes. Yeah. But I don't know if Russell Wilson's peaked already, man.
That's true. But the Saints were on his list.
But
the
when
Saints
I say peak,
what is he able to do with Drew
but
Brees?
When I say peak,
not at peak.
When I say peak, I don't mean he's done. He can't play anymore.
Not great anymore.
I don't know that you're getting any more out of his best years that you've seen. This is really what you're gonna get. The best years. All of a sudden, he's not going on a 60 touchdown surge in Seattle. He may be able to do it with Sean Payton. But he ain't doing it in Seattle.
That's the other thing. Sean Payton makes what you got better. Mm-hmm. So if you think that Russell Wilson, he's a B+. He's not an A anymore. Even if you believe that with Sean Payton.
I'll take that. That's an A.
And I don't know if he's not an A. I don't see why he wouldn't be an A. He has a hurt finger right now. They rushed him back. He don't want to be there on top of it.
You got a lot of stuff going on with him. But he hasn't played well in the last year and a half for the most part. You know, when you talk about
– That's true.
Yes, he did well for the first half of the season last year, and then all of a sudden
– It's been a minute.
It's been a minute for a guy that we put at the top of the quarterback.
Been a minute. I've been waiting every week.
The
I've been waiting.
The defense was a little bit abysmal last year, and it required him much extra.
I'm just talking about his
I'm just talking about him at
the QB spot, though.
He did put the Saints. They were one of four teams on his list that his agent – this was not an anonymous source. His agent put his name on it and said in the media – Saints, Bears, Cowboys, Raiders. By the way, Jameis Winston, torn ACL. The Bears drafted Justin Fields and signed Andy Dalton. But, you know, Fields is a couple years away from what would wind up being his peak, I'm sure. Dak Prescott, who got a long-term extension. So Cowboys off the list. Raiders got Derek Carr. He loves him some Derek Carr.
But he can be on the move. I still like him.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17. Brought to you by Chase. So it took a new job for Brian Kelly to finally figure out the 2-minute drill. No one? Anyone? That's yeah, any takers on this?
Womp, womp.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
I can understand what's appealing about it to Brian Kelly, too.
$100 million. Go ahead and say it.
$100 million. $100 million.
And that's the floor.
No, but what
that's
you about to say?
Bonuses.
See, I was about to say.
You know, Hans almost blew up L.A. and Die Hard for $100 million.
I was about to say $100 million plus.
Mm-hmm.
All the other little.
Right, plus.
Yeah, plus. Yes. You know, he got some little stuff in there that we don't know about.
Yeah, let's not just rush past the plus.
Yeah, plus. Huh? I mean, look at the appearance pluses. Fee here. Who are they, Nike? I think Nike
I'm
school,
not sure.
Right? They're Nike school, so you know Nike probably gave him a little something.
Think about all the plus for Coach Harbaugh at Michigan. Think about all the bonuses for Coach Harbaugh at Michigan. He's giving back to his employees. It's close to like $3.5 million, $3-4 million.
I'd do it just for the free Air Force ones. just for the free.
Well, coaches get coaches got all that sort of stuff in their deals. I remember the late John Thompson talking about when he was one of the first coaches to ever get an endorsement deal.
Mm-hmm.
He pioneered that industry for coaches, and they gonna get paid. The schools are making sure that they're getting what they're supposed to get. They're making money. Hey, everybody should make money.
What's it like for you student athletes? And you two are at the top of the world. When you're just watching all this, like, and whatever you're getting under the table,
Jay,
whatever's going on.
Neither confirm nor deny.
You watch the coaches getting over the table. Like, what? They're getting stupid rich. Anyway, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Gary Barta, the CFP Selection Committee Chair, on Freddie and Fitzsimmons about how a coaching change could have an impact on the college football playoff.
Now, the way the protocol works in the college football playoff is after the championship games are all done for our final rankings, if the committee sees or deems that there is a player or a coach who won't be playing or participating, and the committee deems that it's likely to affect the outcome, then the committee can use that as another criteria.
That means if a scenario which is not so impossible. It's a parlay of sorts, but it could easily hit, guys.
Yeah.
You know, this team loses that team. And Notre Dame winds up – because, like, okay, what's the scenario in order for them to make it to the playoff?
Two or three teams, Michigan, Alabama, or Cincinnati, right, get bounced. Two of the three.
That could happen.
Yeah. It could happen.
Michigan could lose to Iowa.
Yep.
Cincinnati could lose to Baylor.
And Alabama could lose to Georgia.
Cincinnati, Houston, I'm sorry.
All right.
And the Oklahoma State Baylor.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, we're going to put in Notre Dame, except that Notre Dame.
But then Notre Dame could be smart and immediately hire Luke Fickell. Now they have a coach. I'm just saying, it's not Germ Spreading. They can hire Luke Fickell immediately, and now they meet that protocol that Gary Barta was talking about.
What happens to Cincinnati if they lose Luke Fickell and they're on the fence on Cincinnati?
No, if Cincinnati loses.
If
Cincinnati loses, then they can hire him. Now they meet that protocol of having an experienced coach, blah, 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 blah.
I love it. I love it. Pete Sampson covers Notre Dame for The Athletic, and he joins us on the Goodyear Hotline right now, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward, Goodyear more driven. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
So you're listening to our nonsense now, Pete. What's the reaction in South Bend to Gary Barta's comments that they could keep Notre Dame out of the playoffs because Brian Kelly left for SC?
I think people are still kind of processing Brian Kelly having left for LSU to get to, wait, okay, if then what? And I think the Notre Dame fan who is sort of picking up the pieces right here is like, well, wait a minute. Brian Kelly's coached in the playoff, and he didn't really make a positive difference at all the last couple times. So maybe not having him around isn't such a bad thing at all if Notre Dame ends up in the playoff. But, yeah, so I think people are still – mostly just sort of processing his departure for LSU before they get to, like, all right, Cincinnati loses to Houston, Michigan loses to Iowa, then what?
And by the way, I said USC. I'm just told I said USC when I meant LSU, but I said USC also just got a new coach. But anyway.
You're looking at Keyshawn, that's why you said USC.
And we got a board that, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on right now. We know you made the mistake. It's all good. They don't want to hear USC at Notre Dame. But anyway, what's the feeling around Notre Dame right now? Are they like mad, exhausted, relieved? Like, what's the feeling around the Notre Dame fan base and student body?
Mad. Yeah, it's definitely mad. You know, there are some people who are exhausted, but, you know, for a coach to walk out on the team while you're still in the running for making the playoffs, that's the anger. I think that if Brian Kelly had left on January 15th, people would have been like, all right, you know, not a good time to find a coach, but you've been here 12 years, all-time winningest coach. Like, I get it. You know, $9.5 million on average per year for a 10-year deal, it's a lot of money. People would get it. But to say that you think you have one of the top four teams in the country one day – and then be out the door the next, that does not sit well with people at all. So I think the timing is really what ticks people off.
So ultimately, why do you think he left? Because I'm an outsider, and clearly I don't like Notre Dame because I'm a Trojan. But it seems like to me Notre Dame and NBC could have found the money, so let's assume it wasn't a money issue. What's the issue to leave to go to LSU when you have your team in contention every year to fight for a national championship? And you've been there before.
Yeah, it's like you say it's not the money, but then it's like, well, the money is more than $100 million. So it's kind of, you know, couldn't
Notre Dame wasn't
going to
do that?
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, I mean, Notre Dame's point of view on Brian Kelly is, you know, he's going to coach 3 more years, 4 more years, not 10 more years. So it's, you know, I felt like Notre Dame was like, well, if the door is going to open up that we can refresh the program, that you can go with Fickell, or you can really roll the dice and promote somebody like Marcus Freeman, who is just an incredibly dynamic up and coming coach, that, you know, is Notre Dame, is this an ideal scenario? No, absolutely not. But they were never going to give Brian Kelly a 10-year, $95 million deal that's probably going to go over $100 million. So I think that's, you know, it's the money and the longevity had a lot to do with it. And I think ultimately, you know, Brian Kelly didn't give them a chance to counter. He was looking for something else, whether that's more money or a better shot than his mind to win a national title.
Pete Sampson, Notre Dame beat writer, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Pete, when you think about the overall legacy of Brian Kelly and what that will be at Notre Dame, 113-40, what he's done as far as keeping Notre Dame relevant has been incredible. But what do you think ultimately will be the legacy?
You know, I think modernizing Notre Dame, dragging this place out of like, well, we used to always do it this way, and that was great when Eric Parsegian was the coach. I think Notre Dame was sort of stuck in that mindset in a lot of ways, and I think Brian Kelly forced them to recognize, no, that's not working anymore. You know, but the legacy, his departure ultimately is probably what people are going to remember. So that that knocks it down so much. You know, the fact that your all-time winningest coach sort of left you high and dry while you're still in the mix for the playoff. It's, you know, and in some ways I think his legacy hinges a little bit on whether Notre Dame makes the playoff or not. Because if they do, I mean, you're talking about your college basketball guy, like Michigan basketball 1989. Mm-hmm. Steve Fisher takes in as interim coach. They go on and win the NCAA tournament. You have a story like that with Notre Dame. So it's complicated now. And I think if they make the playoff, it gets even more complicated.
You know, if they don't want to give out 10-year deals, then how do they compete in this market for elite coaches nowadays, where it seems to be, you know, $100 million is how you get an invite, you know? Like, so, and $100 million, yeah, you're going to want to spread it out over 10 years, right? So how do they expect to compete with the top programs if they're not willing to compete in that marketplace?
Well, I mean, you remember, they gave out a 10-year deal in 2005 after the head coach started 4-2. Didn't go very well for Notre Dame. So, you know, they'll do it, but, you know, a head coach who's 60, who says he wants to coach 3-4 more years, that's not the 10-year deal I think Notre Dame's looking to give out. So it's they'll do it, they'll invest, but you know, to make your head coach the highest paid, I think, public university head coach in the country, that was not where Notre Dame was going to go, especially with a coach that has been pretty clear, like, I'm here
Marcus Freeman
3, 4, 5 more years.
So Pete, where do they go now? Because listening to the press conference yesterday with the AD, he said, and you were there and you heard him, he said that there was not a viable candidate on the staff currently right now. So how does Marcus Freeman play in that if he's going to look outside of Notre Dame for a candidate, a Luke Fickell, a Bill O'Brien, or Pat Fitzgerald, for instance, somebody I actually would hire. If I'm not going to hire Marcus Freeman, I'm going after Pat Fitzgerald, but that's just me.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't say that there's not a viable candidate on staff. It was more of if we hired an interim coach just as a figurehead, then that person wouldn't be a candidate. So if they could, Marcus Freeman is under consideration,
okay,
like heavy, heavy consideration for Notre Dame right now. So the fact that he's already here, I think that's a positive. I mean, in my reporting out, talking to players, their families, there is a huge amount of support for Freeman. And I think even at the board of trustee decision maker level, there's a lot of support for Freeman. I think Notre Dame just needs to get to the point. It's like, all right, we're a 35-year-old coordinator. We're in a place that head coaching experience has been 100% of the time required to have success. Are we gonna roll the dice on this guy? And I think that's the question Notre Dame's still trying to figure out today.
And based on what I'm hearing, the answer is going to be yes, because you're not going to have to give a coordinator who's 35 $100 million.
And on top of that, Pete, you got a rock star
right here.
You got a rock star sitting in your lap.
Yeah.
You let him get out of there and go somewhere else, and now what?
It makes financial sense. It makes continuity sense. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be a dynamic head coach somewhere. So why not have him be a dynamic head coach for you? Awesome recruiter, great communicator, amazing coach. I mean, you saw what Notre Dame did down the stretch. He figured it out without their best player, Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
He checks every box.
Absolutely.
He's shown it as a head coach. But, like, it's a risky hire. But the reward, I think, could be like a jackpot for Notre Dame as a recruiter, a personality, somebody you want out in front representing your program. So it's if I make the hire, Marcus Freeman's the guy. Like, all right, let's get this done. Let's move forward with you. Players like you, like sort of trustee level people like you. I think you're the kind of person that we want representing our program.
That's Pete Sampson, ladies and gentlemen, on the Goodyear Hotline. Covers Notre Dame for The Athletic. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate it.
Okay, anytime. Thanks, guys.
Guys, is Mike Tomlin making the NFL? Is Mike Tomlin making the NFL the no-fun league? Kimberly Martin here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Good morning, Kimberly.
What up?
What's good?
Good to
What's
see you good, as always.
In the hood.
You ready to play some hot news or not news?
Well, first of all, how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah.
It was cool. It was quiet. It was low key. Had to work the next day and travel, so.
Oh, yeah.
People who have to work on and around Thanksgiving are always a little bitter about it when you ask them about
Well, especially when we're talking to people who don't.
Oh, that's the first Thanksgiving I haven't had to travel
I didn't even
want to
go there. I didn't want to, because then they would take it as a dig, so I didn't even.
No. I always. Now, usually I have Thanksgiving, and then the next day I have to travel. So I got to take my little Thanksgiving sandwich on the plane. Oh, I'm not missing that sandwich. Leftover sandwich. All right, Kimberly.
Yes.
Mike Tomlin shuts down Chase Claypool's suggestion that they should have more fun at practice and agrees with Ryan Clark about current players not understanding the standard. Which of these is the hotter news?
Mike Tomlin shutting it down after the Bengals shut down Chase Claypool and the rest of their offense. That was a game I was at. Yeah, listen, Steelers, I don't know what's going on. Like, Steelers football is not supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be, you know, bash your brains in. Like, that's the whole point, the physicality of it. It's not about dancing on logos and the TikToking and all that. I get that's what they like to do. But if you're not scoring points and you're not winning games, music is the last of your issues.
Yeah, I agree with Kim as far as that goes. Like, I'm not trying to be like an old dude.
But let's be that old dude right now. Let's be that old
dude. I like to have fun and everything like that, but come on, man. Like, the music is not going to get you to play better.
Right.
The music is not the priority right now. Us winning games is the priority.
I think the hotter news is exactly you changed my mind on this. I would say he's taught the Ryan Clark stuff was hotter, but Kimberly changed my mind. The fact that it came after a game.
Right.
Where you got your brakes beat off. Mm-hmm. You are sounding like what you're saying is, oh, if only coach would do it this way, we'd play better. You know, like, oh, see, we're not loose because we're not playing music at practice.
Just
get all the way out of here with that. Kimberly, you're right. Jerry Jones says Ezekiel Elliott will carry a serious load versus the Saints on Thursday. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news because Zeke, the Cowboys need to get back on track. Zeke's been dealing with a knee issue for a couple months. Jerry's saying, like, he's good. We expect a serious load. So, all right, we'll see.
Yeah, it's hot news because you think about it, last week Zeke wasn't going to be the bell cow. It was going to be Tony Pollard. Mm-hmm. Now, this game, he's saying Ezekiel Elliott is the guy who's going to carry the load. He came into the season in the best shape of his entire career, but hasn't played of late that way. Early on, he was having a pretty good year. Now it's kind of slowed down because of the injury. But why is Jerry Jones talking about
it? Oh,
Jerry
wait,
Jones is always
wait,
talking
about it. I'm about to get to this. Go ahead, Jay.
That was
Jay.
My point.
Yeah,
that's
Jay,
why
I got
it's hot news.
Say.
I feel like every week we're hearing Jerry Jones talking about something. I'm like, where's your head? Where's the damn phone?
To be fair, Jerry has always been like that.
No, I understand that, Kim, but I don't need Jerry telling me the game plan.
Wait, that it is.
And that's why we're talking about Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Like, if you're Sean, I won't go back to that point, but if you're Sean Payton, you're actually thinking about the Cowboys, like, do I want to deal with that?
Bill wasn't having that.
Who, Parcells?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jay, wait.
Jerry didn't even come in the locker room.
Stay right there. This is why it's hot news. You're all flirting with it. This is why it's hot news. The reason the Cowboys will never win another Super Bowl while Jerry does this, the reason they have Mike McCarthy is because the owner is telling you what the game plan is going to be? What? Like, if Bill Parcells is there, Jones ain't going to have anything to do with the game plan.
No, I seen some stuff in the locker room when Jerry came in the locker room one time after one of our wins, and he came in fired up.
Oh,
Bill.
Family show.
Bill lit into him after a win.
That's why you don't see Bill Parcells there. That's why he got rid of Jimmy Johnson. He's not going to let a big ego call the shots. So he gets the biggest name he can find who's going to let Jerry run the show. Mark my words. I said it the moment they hired McCarthy. It was a mistake. It's unsurprising. The Cowboys will never win a Super Bowl while Jerry's doing this, ever. Daniel Jones has a next train.
Well, had a lot of Giants in it.
Yeah, great transition right to our Giants team there, Max.
You know, hey, Jerry, you know who won't give you any problems? You should hire Gettleman and Joe Judge. Daniel Jones has a neck strain, and his status is iffy for Sunday's game versus the Dolphins, speaking of the Giants. What's up, Kimberly? Hot news or not?
Yeah, that's hot news. Anytime your quarterback's injured, it's hot news, especially Daniel Jones. This is a division that's still, I don't know if it's winnable for the Giants, but it's still up in the air. Daniel Jones, we have to end the season knowing one way or the other. Is he that dude or is he not that dude? That was Max said. I didn't say that, guys. But the Giants have to know one way or the other. So anytime he misses is a problem.
Yeah, it's hot news, like Kimberly says. Anytime your starting quarterback is out of the lineup or iffy, for that matter, mm-hmm. with neck issues, back issues, arm issues, any type of issues, and especially you're in the evaluation stages of him. Like, I don't know how many – see, I feel like he's missed, like, half his career in playing. Like, that's the way I feel.
If Aaron Rodgers could play with a hurt toe, then he could play with a strained neck. I'm just joking.
Shot
bad
my pinky
joke.
Toe.
Pinky toe.
Bad joke. All I'm saying is you're sitting there, you're like, all right, Freddie Kitchens, I just got the OC role. Great. Great. Just keep adding it on for me.
They're going to run a quarterback sneak with him, too.
Jeez.
Oh, with a bad neck.
With a bad neck, yep.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is fast, when he had a bad back. He's fast and he's athletic, but he looks awkward when he's doing that stuff. Like, didn't the turf get him once?
Yes.
Year or two? Yeah.
So that's not athletic.
But he's fast. He's tall. He's fast.
He's sneaky athletic. Is that what you're saying?
No.
It's
we don't want to do that.
It's sneaky athletic in the pocket. That's what they call it.
Keeps his eyes down
in the
field.
Pocket.
Uses his legs to buy time. Keeps his eyes down the field. Urban Meyer not expected to leave the Jaguars for any college football job. Hot news or not?
It's hot news only because Urban, do you believe anything Urban says, honestly? But it
can't even use honestly and Urban in the same.
I think it's hot news because that's been his dream place. Notre Dame's been his dream place. Notre Dame would love an Urban Meyer. So him saying no, I think it's hot news, especially because they need somebody.
See, it's not news to me because Urban Meyer mm-hmm. and Notre Dame
yes.
don't go together.
I didn't say that.
I'm going to say
they that. Flirted before yes. and Urban passed on it.
That's true.
And not only that.
Before they were offering $100 million for these jobs. Although Notre Dame might not.
He probably got that from the Jaguars. We don't know what he got, but I'm sure he got something close to it. He just, for him to go to Notre Dame, I just don't see it. I see him staying at the Jaguars, and that's probably his last coaching stop is the Jaguars in his career, whether they win or lose.
Okay.
Evan.
Kimberly's right. By the way, Kimberly's right. It's not news because you can't trust what he says, so it doesn't matter what he says.
Understanding how Brian, just let me keep talking over it. It's great.
Yeah.
Understanding how Brian Kelly wanted to leave.
Yeah.
You think Urban Meyer's not watching that, being like, these guys ain't going to pay me the money that I feel like I deserve to come back to college? And it feels like Notre Dame is one of these schools where it's like, hey, we're all about, you know, principle and we're all about values. And you can't just say all that stuff and then be like,
we're not about
10-year
deals either, apparently. By the way, Trevor Lawrence, I'll say it again, he's flashed this year in mm-hmm. a way. When I've seen high-end Trevor Lawrence, I think he's the best, like the most talented. There's a reason he went number one overall. And if Urban Meyer's looking at that like, this is his rookie year. Wait till year two or three with this kid. Why would he want to leave?
Yeah, but Notre Dame is just – Notre Dame? I don't know, man. Maybe it's
all right, USC guy.
That's what I said. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
It's just you. Yeah? It's just you.
Thank you as always, Kimberly Martin. Kimberly A.
Urban Meyer, Notre Dame, Jay?
No.
No, they go together.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't sound right.
Nick Saban and Alabama sound right originally?
Yes.
Originally?
Yes.
LSU and USC have gone out and landed big name coaches, but will it lead to big time results?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80, your smart speakers, your podcast. were presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, time to play Real or Not Real.
And Real or Not Real is brought to you by Trico. Trico has been the future of wipers since 1917, keeping you a step ahead of Mother Nature. Visit TricoCatsAndDogs.com. We're talking about Real or Not Real college football coaches who will win a national title in the next 5 years. So you can only say five are real, or you can say less than five if you think somebody's going to win it twice. Let's start. Lincoln Riley, USC key, real or not real? He wins a national title in the next 5 years.
Better be real.
Real. He is going to win a national title in the next 5 years. In fact, he may win a national title in the next 2 years. They've got talent over there. Plus, the transfer portal is going to be big for USC because there's a lot of individuals that wanted to go to USC initially but decided to go to other places because they didn't believe in the coaching staff. He will be able to. In fact, he's already addressing the transfer portal for some positions at USC already.
I'll say real because it better be real. In your first press conference, when you referred to USC as the mecca of college football, I'm not saying it's not. But you start referring to things like that, you're putting expectations that we are here to win, not today, but yesterday.
Not only is it real, I may only have four picks here because he might win two. Let me explain something. It's not just bites at the apple if you're at a smaller or a place that can't recruit the same way. But he had three bites at the apple in 4 years and now is in a situation where he's going to be able to recruit better. He might win two.
All right, real or not real, college football coaches that will win a national title in the next 5 years. Let's go to the other big hire this week, Brian Kelly. Real or not real?
Not real. I think as long as Nick Saban and Kirby Smart are trolling the sidelines at Georgia and Alabama, it's going to be really, really tough for LSU to get back in it and do that. They were loaded. The deck was stacked for Ed Orgeron. He hit pay dirt.
Yeah, I'll go not real. Look, I think since he'll make the playoffs this year, it's been an incredible year. I don't see it. Well, I'm thinking about Luke Fickell. I'm sorry. You're talking about Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
I still don't see it for Brian Kelly in that powerhouse in the SEC. I don't see it.
You know what? I'm going to say real. I think if you can make the playoff twice at Notre Dame and you have some guys already recruited there, I'm going to say in the next 5 years and the last three coaches have all won at that program, I'm going to say he's going to sneak one in. He's going to slip in there somewhere.
All right, how about Luke Fickell? Could be Cincinnati, could be somewhere else. Does Luke Fickell win a national title in the next 5 years, real or not real?
Not real. I don't see him winning a national title in Cincinnati if he stays. Notre Dame is open. Brian Kelly left because he couldn't win a national title. I don't see if Luke Fickell take that job that he's going to be able to win a national title in the next 5 years. Again, because you've got other coaches with bigger – not necessarily bigger schools, but easier schools to recruit the type of players that will require you to win a national title. When Notre Dame won their last national title, and I'm only speaking of Notre Dame because I think Luke Fickell is probably headed in that direction if that's the guy, if they don't keep Marcus Freeman – that Lou Holtz won a national title, but think about the type of players Lou Holtz had, the Todd Lights and the Jerome Bettises of the world. Think about where those players came from. If Notre Dame gets back to that, then they'll have an opportunity to really fight it out.
I already said not real on Luke Fickell. I would agree with things that Key said. I also think that Luke Fickell, his next step up won't be that step that will be for a team that actually has a legitimate chance. Like, I don't think Cincinnati will – hey, good luck. Maybe they'll have a fighter's chance to do it, but I still don't see them winning it all. And I still see that next tier up not being the big boy tier that could actually win it all.
Not real. Same reason.
How about Jim Harbaugh? Finally got a shot here. Finally got past Ohio State. He's in the Big Ten championship game. Real or not real, does Jim Harbaugh close the deal?
Not real. I think he'll continue to compete, but I don't see him winning the national championship in the next 5 years. He's, you know, he got Ohio State this year. He clipped them. So they'll go back to the drawing board and readjust. He lost to Little Brother, as they like to call him, in Michigan State twice already since he's come from over from Colorado. He hasn't been able to beat them at all. So that's going to be a problem. And then you still got Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Texas A&M, oof, USC now. We'll see.
Yeah, he struggled against powerhouses, but I might go real here. I just – something feels different. And I know they beat Ohio State. It just feels like that every coach's lifespan, there is a shift sometimes. And I feel like for the way he has rebuilt this program, he's done it at every other program he's been at. I think Michigan's going to be in the contending side for a while.
I agree, but I'm going to say not real to win the whole thing. There are just too many other programs also with great coaches.
Last one, quick answers. The number one team in the country, he's been to a title game. Kirby Smart, real or not really, wins a title in 5 years.
Real. His title will be this year.
Real.
Same, exactly. They're about to win, so that counts in the next 5 years. So there it is.
There it is. Real or not real.
I didn't have to worry about all the tough choices coming up because I said...
Well, James anyway. Franklin.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Stick with us on ESPN app and SiriusXM channel 80. Much more coming up.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.